This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I believe that Joe Biden is guilty of war crimes at this point. And I just want to explain what I mean by that. I'll explain what war crimes are. I'm not trying to be funny or obtuse. Like, I just want to give you an explanation and explain why I believe he is now guilty of war crimes against Palestinians. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today is one of those days where I actually don't feel like talking. I'm very frustrated. While we are asleep, and even worse, while Palestinians are asleep, Israel and the United States over the past two nights have just bombed the hell out of them. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of bombs on homes with families, often just with women and children in them. Just bomb the hell out of entire neighborhoods. And the nights have always been hard in Gaza, but they've never been harder than they have over the past two nights, which have been the deadliest two nights in Gaza since this started. Just yesterday, we learned that over 5,000 Palestinians have now been killed. Nearly half of them are children. That's 2,500 children. A lot of them are babies. I've posted these atrocious photos. I don't think that we've ever seen carnage and genocide and war crimes and ethnic cleansing in HD on our phones like we're seeing right now. We've never seen kids slaughtered on Instagram like this. We've never seen this level of carnage. It's happened before. Please understand it. This is not the first time we've seen genocide. It's happened before, but it's the first time we've seen it up close and personal, where it's indisputable. There are international laws. There is something called the International Criminal Court, the ICC. And the International Criminal Court is supported by about 150 countries around the world. They are what we call participant nations. They participate in the International Criminal Court. And what that means is really two things: that if a convicted war criminal or a charged war criminal, if the International Criminal Court files charges against someone for war crimes, if you are a participant nation, you are bound to arrest that person if they ever come to your country. Well, the United States and Israel, you guessed it, they don't participate in the International Criminal Court. The majority of the nations of the world do. And the United States and Israel do not. However, charges, Russia does not. However, charges can still be filed just as they were filed against Vladimir Putin. And I agree with those charges. I applaud it and still applaud those charges. I believe he has committed war crimes. They've been detailed. What he's doing is wrong and unjust. and deadly and vicious and catastrophic. Israel is now doing it to Palestinians. And the International Criminal Court, they have laws that are agreed upon by the 150 participant nations. Laws that also include engagement in war, things that are not allowed in war. One of them is what's called collective punishment. That is, we'll punish the entire society for the actions of some people in that society. You're not allowed to bomb religious institutions, churches, mosques. Israel has already admitted that they bombed the church. They have kind of now backed off of saying that they bombed the mosque. They took credit for it at first, but they've bombed multiple other mosques. Like, they've bombed schools over and over again. What's called carpet bombing is illegal. That is flattening entire neighborhoods, no matter who's in it. It's illegal. Targeting civilians is illegal. And Joe Biden, this is going to be a very short episode. Joe Biden is aware of this. In the United States and the UK, I just heard their prime minister say this very phrase as well. They are saying something to hopefully cover their tracks. They are saying a phrase, we want this to cover international law. But they know it's not covering international law. The United States is providing the bombs, the missiles, fighter jets, aircraft carriers, armored vehicles, and underwriting the cost of the war. And they are underwriting the cost, rather, of the genocide, of the ethnic cleansing, of the war crimes. And the United States understands what Israel is doing with it. And they think by putting a little asterisk next to it, by saying, hey, we want this to follow international law, but it's not. And you know it's not. And you pretending that it's following international law is insulting and would not stand up in the International Criminal Court. It would not. Period. Joe Biden should be charged with war crimes. I'm going to work on this. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.